Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 22nd, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 22nd to January 29th and beyond? Okay, so lots of changes happening in the zodiac this week. The main event is Saturn changes signs, leaving Scorpio where it has been since November 2014 and moving into Sagittarius on Thursday, January 26th. As the planet of form, structure, stability, security, Saturn has a major part to play in our lives. So its entry into a new sign is a sort of big deal. So how does Saturn fare in Sagittarius? Sagittarius is one of the fire signs, signifying ego and independent action, willfulness, strong instincts, and passion. Sagittarius, in particular, is attached to its own point of view, its own truth, and is self-justifying. Sagittarius has a very hard time admitting to any mistakes. Saturn is the planet of time and delay, realism, practicality, responsibility. Saturn is a planet that doesn't change readily. So, add that energy to the Sagittarian, self-centered, self-justifying quality, and you get a kind of willful stubbornness backed up by a strong attachment to personal beliefs. But, since Sagittarius is committed to the ideal of justice, the Sagittarian Saturn energy does bring a willingness to pursue a moral reality structure to wherever it may lead. Another thing to note about Saturn's transition into Sagittarius this year is that this is a tentative affair. Saturn only gets a few degrees into its new sign when it goes retrograde, and then backs out, returning to Scorpio for several months, from late June to late October. Planets that are in transition are inherently weak for their significations. In this case, Saturn is further weakened because the borderline between a water sign, in this case Scorpio, and a fire sign, Sagittarius, is a kind of no man's land due to the extreme dissimilarity of the two signs. It even has a special name in Vedic astrology, Gandant. In fact, Saturn has already been in the Gandant degrees since December. When the planet of structure is weak, there's a lot of uncertainty. That will be a major theme during 2017. I'll have more to say about Saturn's new position and its effects on your own astrology chart in a forthcoming episode. Next, on Friday, January 27th, Venus changes signs, leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces. Venus is considered exalted in Pisces, meaning that Venus's significations get maximum expression while in this sign. It's the planet of romance, in a sign known for sensitivity and sentimentality. Venus is harmony and agreement. Pisces is the sign of emotional support. Venus in Pisces is compassionate, very romantic, and pleasure-oriented. But, at least initially, Venus gets into trouble when it enters Pisces, as the planet of romance and agreement moves into the sign of faith and hope. It gets heavy influence from two naturally malefic planets, Venus becomes conjunct Mars and receives an exact square from Saturn. Despite being in its sign of exaltation, Venus significations will suffer due to the influence of the two malefic planets. The forcefulness of Mars overwhelms Venus, resulting in heat, passion, and anger. Simultaneously, Saturn's square aspect will challenge Venus with its energy of restriction and pressure. So, at least initially, for the first couple weeks, it will seem that we aren't getting any exalted Venus energy at all, rather the opposite. But don't lose hope, because Venus will be staying in Pisces for an extra long time. That's because Venus will go through a retrograde period starting in early March and lasting until mid-April. This will keep Venus in Pisces all the way to the end of May, which is plenty of time for the planetary arrangement to change and allow exalted Venus to manifest. There will be lots to report on regarding Venus over the coming months as it enters into various combinations with other planets. Also on Friday, January 27th, there will be a new moon in the middle of Capricorn at 14 degrees. This new moon is not associated with or opposed by anything, so it is, so to speak, in the clear. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Magha, named for Magha, the nakshatra, lunar sign, of the full moon, except that this year the full moon will fall in the prior lunar sign, Ashlesha. Therefore, the lunar month takes on the qualities of Ashlesha, a rather inauspicious nakshatra associated with snakes and snake poison. So, it's good for fierce actions or underhanded dealings, like poisoning your enemy. Getting back to that new moon, note that, along with the beginning of the lunar month, there are two other significant beginnings. Saturn and Venus have just changed signs. So, these two planets' new energy patterns go along with a new moon, indicating that conditions are definitely changing at the end of January and that February will clearly be a new situation. By the way, this January new moon marks the beginning of the Chinese New Year. For all you Chinese astrology aficionados, the upcoming Chinese New Year is the year of the fire chicken, or fire rooster, if you prefer. The fire part refers to the element of this year. Along with the 12-year cycle of 12 animal signs, Chinese astrology also has a 5 elements cycle, meaning that the whole thing is actually a 60-years-long cycle. Anyway, getting back to the quality of this year, which begins on the first day of this new moon cycle, in other words, January 28th, the rooster is a rather proud creature, known for strutting around, protecting his harem, and making a lot of noise. A lot of self-confidence, along with vanity, bombast, and the need to make an impression. The fire element is, well, fiery. In other words, hot, fast, moving, unstable, and can be destructive, especially if it gets out of control. Or, fire can flame out completely. So, now you have an idea of what to expect for the energy of the coming Chinese New Year. Okay, and one more thing. Making these videos does take time, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay and so forth. So, if you appreciate what I do here, please help keep it going by donating to the cause. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.